Hello guys, and welcome to KCast, my podcast, where we talk about anything and everything. It can be books, movies, games, you never know. And today I've been talking a little bit more about The Sims 4. It's one of my more played episodes. So today I'll be talking about Discover University. I'm very late to this. I mean, I knew about it before, but I think maybe it's just good to still look over it. Just in case you don't know, you maybe want to know more about it. And we'll just be reading through their article. And let's get into the episode. Okay, guys. I know I have not been here for a while, but let me remind you, I am an active student, so there has been some things I've needed to do. And I hope this is better too, because I've gotten a new pair of headphones and I'm using the mic off of it, so maybe the audio will be better. But other than that, let's get started. So, The Sims 4 Discover University. Discover University. Well, The Sims 4 is their university pack, and it's an expansion pack that you can buy for it. And it's where you go to university. You can bring your Sims to university, and they can be in dorms, take classes, and it's pretty much just like your regular college or university where you live. I was very excited when I first heard that this came out, because one, that was the breaking point between Sims 3 and Sims 4 to me. The university in Sims 3 was, I think I loved it. And when I heard they were bringing it to The Sims 4, I was really excited. So, let's look at this expansion pack. Hit the books and show your school spirit in The Sims 4 Discover University expansion pack, where Sims enroll in school, explore collegiate experiences, and enjoy extracurricular activities. Take classes that set your Sims up for success in engineering, education, or law careers. Discover robotics and ping pong, plus make some mischief, pulling pranks against the rival school. Study hard, sleep in, and high-five the school mascot. Just make sure to keep those grades up. Okay, just from reading that, so there's two universities, by the way, in the game. Brightchester University, I think, and then Foxborough Institute, I think it's something like that. But I think Foxborough, the Institute school, is more of a robotics school, and the other one, I think, is just a regular college. I forgot, but they're just from reading that, these are some really cool things. You can pull pranks, study hard. So I do think when you actually have to keep those grades up and go to class, but you cannot go to in the classrooms with your Sims, which is really not a big deal. I mean, they're just going to be sitting there, but what would really be cool is if you could go in there, or maybe there'd be a disruptive Sim, or like maybe in a regular classroom, or you could just, even if you could just sit in there and look and watch them have a lecture or something. But I think it's fine. A lot of people don't want to do that. So let's go ahead and start reading again. It says, key features, settle into school. Welcome to Brightchester. Begin a new chapter for your Sim when they enroll in the historical university of Brightchester on modern Foxbury Institute. Okay, I'm not sure how to say that. Live in a dorm room or off campus, explore Brightchester on a bicycle, spend time in the student commons, and have a study session at the library. Cheer on the student body at a school spirit event, and wear school colors to show your Sims pride. Okay, now here's what I was talking about, the two universities. So Historical University, and Foxborough is, I think it's a tech modern, but it's modern, but I'm pretty sure it's a technology university. So here's the cool part. You can either choose to live in a dorm or live in a live off campus. Now I do think the dorms, you can put I think they're usually in the dorms, there's usually two or three to a room, but I'm not sure, I have to check on that. But the dorms themselves really aren't very realistic, in my opinion, at least in the U.S. to dorm. It's more, and when I see a dorm room, me the like the resident hall, it's more like almost an apartment. You have different doors, and then there's about two bedrooms in a room. These are just like, it's just like a building with bedrooms in it that have three or two beds in them. And it's just not very realistic in my opinion, but I still think it's fun gameplay for some people. Okay, and moving on, it says, stay classy. Simpson role in the university that, I don't know what that word means. Their interest, finding classes in biology, computer science, art history, and even, I don't know how to say that one either, but I think it's about villains. Attend a lecture or work on term papers and presentations. The more your sim learns, the better they will be in careers like teaching, law, and engineering. Going to classes or blowing them off will affect your sim's grade, so time management is a must. Now, I do hope that you don't always have to be there and make sure they're going to their classes, but it does sound like a lot of fun. If your sim is like one of those bad sim and all they want to do is just go to parties and skip all their classes, so it does sound like maybe, I wonder if you might miss your graduation or something if you fail during your doing one of your semesters. Like if you were just a really bad student and you just failed all your classes, I wonder if they do they have a graduation here. That would be, if they don't, it would be cool, and I do think that they should add that in there. Or, and your grades really determine whether you graduate. It'll be fun to see all the sims throwing their hats off. Okay, and it says, meet, mingle, and explore. How your sim embraces college life is up to them. They can study all night, to complete homework or chill out and sleep in. And with activities like juice pong, juggling a soccer ball, and hanging out with roommates, taking a break has never been so fun. Plus, your sim can join school organizations like robotics, debate, art, or even a mysterious secret society. As the school year progresses, sims become their best selves and discover who they are meant to be. Express your campus style. Make your sim space cozy with dorm room decor that reflects their personality that reflects their personality with objects like posters and a mini fridge, then develop their personality style in any way you choose, whether wearing late for class sweatpants or that best self slacks. There is always a way to show school spirit or impress a classmate. Well, just going, I read two parts of it, so I think you're going to get a lot of gameplay out of just with the other classmates. And I wonder, I know that you can have some bad relationships with your dorm mates. And what, do you have roommates too in the college, when you live off campus? I keep on trying to call a name, but they're just living off campus. I wonder if you can have roommates there too. I'm pretty sure you can, but I'm wondering, is there as much gameplay with the roommates living off campus as there is in the dorm rooms? And I'm pretty sure you can throw parties and things in the dorm rooms. I think so. Don't quote me on it. But even if you did, I don't think that campuses don't really like parties, I don't think. Parties in your dorm. So even if you did do that, I think you should. I think it would be fun, but I don't think realistically they really allow that. But one of my favorite things about Discovery University is the new building objects and the clothing are all, it's one of my, especially the clothing, it's one of my favorite expansion packs for it. And so I'm just gonna go and look through them. So first things first is an elevator that's really cute and a mailbox. And some of this other stuff, I don't know what it is. There's a bicycle. Oh. Some of the stuff is in the game. So I think this is a, I'm not sure what to call it. It's like a stand. I think you sell food here. Oh, so another thing in Discovery University is there's this stand on the outside. I think in a recreational area outside, and you can go and buy furniture or maybe stuff for your school spirit things. So it's kind of like the campus store there, but I think you can buy mini fridges and things, and the prices are like campus, I'm really forgetting my words today, campus stores. But now, if you've ever been to a campus store, I feel like the prices are high, especially their clothing. The schools that I've been to, I wanted to buy some of their merchandise, and then they partner up with all these brands like Champion and stuff, and they're buying a shirt for them is like $50. But anyway, I'm not sure what some of this stuff is, but I think some of this is the stuff that you can buy at that stand. Ping pong table, restroom stalls, showers. Oh, so I guess I don't think they have the bathrooms inside the dorm, so I think it's one of those that you have to go into like the bathroom room. It just has rows of stalls and showers, and you have to do that. Now, some of the hairstyles are really cute. They have like a dread pigtail and space buns with the hair down, short hair. This thing for the boys is really cute. Look at this. It's a new hairstyle that I haven't seen them do before. So it's kind of like, it's little tiny dreads. But it's ombre hair, and it has some other men's hairstyle. Oh, these doors are really cute. You know what this reminds me of? Doctor Who. This door. It's this door right here. Oh, and they have the flower, I don't know what you call them, the bins that you put underneath the window or something, and you put the flowers in it. A lot of windows, are these mirrors? I'm not sure. I think they're windows. I like these windows right here with the, these windows have, I know, shutters on them. Is that what you call them? The little doors that come off the side? I know they're not doors, but I forgot what you call them. There's a light post, thing you use to, this is a lot of built-in stuff, so I keep on forgetting that. Columns, a lot of that, windows. Oh, okay. I just came across another one of those planters, and it's like more of a modern style. Okay, in the Discover University pack, a lot of the furniture is almost like in IKEA. I want to say IKEA inspired, and it's just a lot of that aesthetic. Oh, and there's like a, is this called a bay window? I'm not sure. With a lot of windows. Oh, I like these balconies. And yep, so I think this stuff, Brightchester, I think the old, with the ones that look a little bit older, the furniture or the pieces that look a little bit older come from the side of Brightchester, and the new ones come from the Fox Institution. And then it's just more things like that, more windows, walls. Oh, these walls are really pretty. Okay, and here comes the clothes. You have pants, a jacket. Okay, these, it's like, I think it's a university jacket with, is it a tube top underneath it? I'm not sure. Hiking boots. I won't say hiking boots, but it's that style, like the ankle boots. Sweaters. Oh, this is really cute. The overall dress over a sweatshirt. And the hairstyles for the women are very pretty also. And some men hairstyles. I like this braided one, this braided hairstyle. And some more walls. These are unique clothing. It's a button-down dress, more overalls, coats. Oh, I really like this outfit right here. I'm not sure how to describe it. It's kind of like an overall dress, but it's not. You'll have to see it. Some clothes for the men. These are also really cute. High-waisted pants, I think. All these pants. Oh, a jean skirt. All this stuff is really cute. I can't describe. I don't know the names of all these types of clothes. I'm just trying to describe it. I'm not. Oh, okay. Here's a sweatshirt. You know what this reminds me of? I don't know if you've ever seen the Champion sweatshirts, but it's kind of like that. I hope they have it in all like a plain color, not just the two-tone. You have some sweatshirts and some sweatshirts for the men. Oh, a lecture post. You know that. You need that for to be in college. Just the, I think the coffee bar, some new beds, and oh yeah, this one, not so, the first one does not really look like a dorm room bed to me, but the second one does. And you have a bookshelf, some more. This is where you get into a lot of the IKEA stuff. This bookshelf and some of these night tables, like these nightstands, look like straight out of IKEA. Then you have these camping chairs, couches. I'm not sure what you call these. Are these platforms? And then, oh, the desk. Those are definitely dorm rooms. Calendars and things like that. And these are all essentials for being in college. And I'm really glad they got the closets look like they're straight out of a dorm room. They have shades too. I feel like there's going to be a problem with the shades. I just do. They're about putting them on different windows and things like that. There always is. Doors. A lot of it. I can't go through all of it and say that, but it's just a lot of furniture and a lot of new clothing. I didn't go too much into the men's clothing, but I think you get the idea. It's a little bit more modern day. The clothing's a little bit more modern day. You have some really cool new furniture. And that's about it. So thank you for tuning in today and listening into my episode about Discover University. And maybe you will go check it out. And that's it for today's episode, okay? And goodbye.